Everyone, welcome to Paradigm Shifters, and our paradigm shifters tonight are beings that you and I both love and enjoy and have for quite a long time. Our welcome guests with a tremendous perspective on many realms of consciousness and coming through Ginger Matro, welcome Galexis.
Hi, this is Ginger. I'm not in Galexis yet.
Welcome, Ginger.
we're
so glad to talk to you, and it's been quite a while, and there's so much going on in the world, and we know that Galexis and you are the greatest group for getting some pretty interesting, I think, heartwarming and higher or elevating perspectives on what's going on, whether it's about war or sicknesses or whatever. So welcome to the show, and let's get to work.
Okay.
Changing the world.
So in that case, let me get on out of the way and get Galexis in here, and I'll be quiet for just a few seconds, and then
well, actually, Ginger, if you want, you can say what the perspective is these days, like how do you think humanity is going before we go into Galexis. What do you perceive that's going on with humanity? Are we shifting? Are we evolving?
Oh my gosh, really, so hugely, but it's hard to see. I think we're just in the chaos, and the chaos which is the overlap between the old and the new, and so it depends on where we're focusing as to whether we think this is whether we're going in a positive direction or a negative one.
That's really helpful to remind us. I mean, we know this, but I mean, I need to hear that a lot, and I think a lot of people.
Well,
do.
I think all of us need to remind ourselves of this over and over, because where our attention goes is so, so pivotal. You know, because
yes,
we are the
is.
Reality creators. It's our reality, you know. So we've got to choose where we put the focus.
Exactly. Well, so now let's bring in Galexis and get them to save the day again.
Okay. All right. So have a good one. Bye.
Thanks, Ginger. These are the times.
All right, we are here.
Oh, we're so glad. Welcome to the show, Galexis. It's wonderful to speak with you again.
Well, dear Veronica, a pleasure to be speaking with you and all your wonderful listeners again as well.
Well, I know they're very eager to hear from you and from Ginger. Now, what's going on, Galexis? We all talked about this. Can I just jump right in with the intense stuff? Is that all right with you?
Well, certainly. It was nice that the channel kind of gave a little preview of the work that we've been doing with various individuals trying to adjust them to all the crazy stuff going on in the world. So, you know, we can elaborate on that, or if you want to go anywhere in specific and dig in, be our guest. Because we're
well, I know. I think that elaborating on that and the fact that we're in the chaos is very helpful right now, because we a lot of us lose sight of it periodically. You know, it's like, whoa, what's happening here? What's happening in the world?
Well, you know,
and yet
lot of our personal focus tends to be wrapped up in this what we call the medical model. Okay, the medical model of dealing with life, right, is find the problem. Fix the problem, and then everything's going to go okay, right? And so we've been trained, everyone's been trained
you see, as far as living in a world in all the lifetimes, pretty much over the past centuries, the training for everybody has been this male chauvinistic, hierarchical, institutionalized, religious, pseudo-scientific, whatever it is, training. And this mind training, which is the dominance of left brain, the dominance of linearity, like trying to line time in as a linear line, and have past, present, and future and everything lined up like little soldiers. This whole idea of constructing reality and looking at it this way makes it a mechanical model, makes the scientific model is focused on the problem. It's focused on the difficulty. It's focused on the pain. And indeed, you know, if a person is in suffering and pain personally, it is always good to go and do healing. But you have to first, you know, look at the dark stuff and do some healing. However, in this particular regard, as the channel was saying, the old reality and the new reality are overlapping here. The new reality is here. Tremendous amount of power for certain individuals. There's tremendous amount of breakthroughs going on all over the planet right now, and have been. But the old reality still dominates the thinking, which is to pay attention to the problems, fight the problems. And it has these kind of crazy ideas of like fight for peace, you know, which is a total, you know,
it
just messed up your head, right? That's just, you know. So there's all this kind of jockeying for position because this is the man code. This is the male chauvinistic training that is embedded in everybody's thinking, is that you've got to, you know, you've got to survive. You've got to make more money than everyone else. You've got to, whatever. You've got to control, manipulate, dominate, whatever. And you're running scared because your universe is unsafe. Anyone who feels that way and stays in that lack of safety is going to get aggravated and tremendous terror, rage. There's going to be this feelings of powerlessness, and people want to do something. So this is an outbreak of tremendous amount of rage everywhere, all right, all over the planet, because in the chaos it's very difficult to see where you're going. And if you rely on the medical model of life, i.e., you know, look at what's the problem, get rid of the problems, people can get very simplistic about that. For example, what happened in Missouri with a cop shooting an unarmed teenager, right? It's like the cops are so freaked and they're so scared, and they've been trained to be just so sensitive with their finger on the trigger, you know, really just be there. And they've been loaded down with major weaponry and so on. There's like, you know, your regular, ordinary street policeman is now a SWAT team member, you know, and with fatigues and helmets and battle gear and so on. And it gives a certain sense of, it increases the testosterone, okay? Now, this is where the problem is, in a sense, on a chemical level. It increases testosterone, and the fear increases the testosterone. Holding a gun has been shown to increase testosterone in the holder.
Wow.
Okay? And with a more
but then what about donuts and coffee thrown into the mix? That doesn't
Yeah, you put in sugar in there, and that's pretty explosive, right? So, yeah, you've got bad diets. You know, GMOs, sugar, gluten, really overdone. Too much refined foods and junk foods and so on. And then on top of it, you got all this panic going on underneath it all. The adrenals are all revved up. The brain is all revved up with fight or flight. And some little incident comes along and bang. And not only did the policeman lose control to shoot this guy, this unarmed guy, he shot him 6 times. Right?
That's right. That's terrific.
You know, one time would have been enough. But no, 6 times. So you can see that he really went off the deep end, right? Now, this is part of the reaction to the chaos by people who are focusing on the fear, okay? And so what's going on, and in a kind of an overview for individuals who are moving through this passage, that you as individuals need to be aware that, yes, this violence, it's not really necessary. It's obvious that it really isn't to you, but other people don't know how to respond to the rage that's going on. Because when you have these chaos, you have terror and rage, and people don't know how to process that. They don't know how to handle it, okay? The terror is that it's becoming more and more unsafe, and there something horrible is going to happen any moment, okay? And people,
well, isn't there another thing, which is the fleshing up of how many power systems have been kind of like lying to us around the world? Isn't that going on? A lot of people seem to be perplexed.
Oh, gosh, yes.
About that.
Well, the thing is that the elite, which is kind of like the military, intelligence, government, industrial, corporate complex, right? The whole ruling structure, right? The whole ruling structure plays people off each other because it keeps people distracted from what they're doing, which is basically taking away freedom and forcing people to buy their products and pay them money and give them these incredible lifestyles, right? So that they've got this whole organization of power that is very corrupt, extremely corrupt, not really supportive of the people at all. But if they get the people fighting amongst each other, what that will do is, like, if they get the Republicans and the Democrats arguing, then who's paying attention to all the sneaky stuff they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
So when people start to be able to handle some of this rage, being able to get a kind of a grip on themselves personally, it's going to be obvious what's really going on. It's like the power guys are saying, hey, let's you and him fight, okay? Now, we'll sell arms to both sides, and whatever we like to have happen, we'll make sure that that whatever the theme or the issue is, it won't point to us. It'll point to somebody else. In other words, if you have an assassin, it's always the crazy lone gunman.
Right.
It's always a way of taking the attention off of themselves. And so they're actually creating a lot of chaos so that they can set up their own sense of order. And if you as individuals and all the people as individuals all tend to fall for that separation, let's separate from each other, let's be self and other, and let's fight and let's jockey for position and try to survive in an unsafe world, then they've got them. They've got control. Okay. So what we're seeing here is there's a lot of things being set up. Now, there's a lot of things being set up on different levels. First of all, there is on the world level, there's a whole bunch of power people who are doing crazy things to the earth, to the environment, to the energy field, to individuals, to groups, to countries, to the water, to the air, to the food, to everything. They're just doing it because they can. It's like it's a game for them. It's a God game. They want to be the powerful creators, and they're going to do it in the physical.
But what's in it for them? Just winning? I mean, what's in it for them?
Yeah. It's really hard for most everyone else to really understand their motivation because, frankly, 99.99999% of the population of the planet really doesn't want to fight.
Right.
Even the most vicious fighters, if you really ask them, they really would prefer not to fight. Right? They would really like, it gets their testosterone up, and that gets them all revved up and macho and being Rambos, But the thing is that what people really want is to live in peace, have some prosperity, have some and love their family, and have a good time.
Yeah,
that's really what people want. But that little tiny elite at the top are totally in another little universe. Okay? They are motivated by greed up to a certain point, and beyond that, because there's a point where they're beyond being able to spend their money in any way, shape, or form in their lifetime, and they've already set up their heirs, because they're really into their family tree and genetics, they've set up their heirs, so nobody will ever run out of any money. But they go to another level, and where they see a godlike power, and where they think that they should decide humanity's fate. All right? Now, this happened before in Atlantis. And you know,
you've heard
the mythology of what happened with Atlantis. It was the same type of dynamic was going on, that there was this powerful elite that were doing crazy things to the planet and just totally upset the apple cart there, just totally messed up the balance on the planet. They messed up the weather. They messed everything up, okay? The weather's getting messed up now by what they're doing. They're projecting electromagnetic radiation all over the place, and that we're not talking just cell towers and stuff. We're talking about there's these whole pulsing, you know, towers in Alaska. They call it HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, is it? Something like that.
Yes, anyway, that's right.
Anyway,
but why are they doing that, Galexis? Are they doing that to keep people stupid, to kill off aspects? I mean, it does kind of mess up our brains, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. It makes people stupid. It makes people ill, so people will need to buy their drugs. It does a lot of things to undermine people's personal power. To keep people in the, because it creates frequencies that create fear. So they want to keep everybody scared, because as long as you get people in a sense looking at survival as being the issue, then they don't have the wherewithal to stay on top of every representative to bind together as the people. And you've got the media in cahoots here, because the media will have a field day making fun of an issue or dismantling the awareness out of an issue. For example, again, let's go back to this shooting in Missouri, for an example, that they came out with showing the guy who was, the unarmed guy who was shot. A few minutes earlier, he stole something from a convenience store.
Right.
Okay, so when they finally came out with the police report, they led with this picture of him being a criminal, as if to justify whatever they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now people have been coming from all over the country, they call them troublemakers, right, to protest the over-armoring of the police and the over-trigger-happiness of the police, the sense of the police becoming a controlling, brutal thugs, you know, which are really to serve and protect, but they're out there pointing their rifles, these, you know, submachine guns at unarmed citizens. Not supposed to do that. That's not protocol, right? So basically what they
do... But what's really interesting is they're also afraid, aren't they? So the fear's built up in the police as well.
Well, exactly, because you realize that they're all carrying microwave units on themselves. They're being pulsed terribly by different vibrational frequencies. And so this makes them kind of crazy sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also the media will only show that stuff that aligns with the accepted, basically the accepted point of view. Right, which is that the policeman was probably justified. You know, end of story. That's our story. We're going to stick with it. Right, and so all these people coming in, they're arresting a whole bunch of people. They're calling them troublemakers, and it's making it seem like this is really stupid what people are doing, and so on. So they're taking the attention away from where it needs to be, which is that there's getting too much power on the top, too much power coming down, right? Now, how individuals can respond to this is that you as individuals, all of you, need to be aware of what's going on, not in a sense to feel apathetic about it, terrified about it, filled with rage about it and then not have any channel or outlet to do anything about it. In other words, to be powerless about it. You are a very powerful spiritual being. And all the stuff that you see going on in the world, you need to see what's underneath a tremendous amount of the violence, actually, a tremendous amount of the protest, what's really going on in the trend. In this crossover from the old world to the new world, all right, what you're seeing, and this started with the Arab Spring and all that kind of thing, people want to have dignity and value. They want to be free. They're tired of the top-down limiting them, restraining them, shoving them and forcing them into particular avenues of profession or limiting the products that they can buy and forcing them into hospitals and particular treatments that don't work and things like that. They're tired of it. They're tired of being treated this way. All over the planet, people are tired of it. But they have all this rage.
But people don't trust it anymore, do they? I mean, on a huge level, I think we're seeing a huge number of people not trusting it.
Not trusting what?
What, the opportunity to have a lot of pharmaceuticals, the opportunity to go through medical the way it's been. All the things that you were talking about, that
right.
People are being corralled into this and that.
There are people being corralled. They're being
mind. They're waking up.
Yes, they're being mind-trained into living this limited life according to how the corporate military intelligence, whatever, government want them to. Okay? And so as an individual, you need to be able to be aware of this so that you can retain your perspective on things at all times. All right? Now, there's certain things you can do, and that's what's really important because you've got a lot of power, but you got to really
right.
own it, and you got to use it, okay? And if you do that, then it doesn't get stuck up in you, and you don't get messed up, all right? And you can't, you know how if you repress emotions, at some point they're going to come out and blow. You just cannot keep them stuffed in there, okay? So you have a lot of anger, you have a lot of rage, you need to have a channel, an outlet through which you can put that to keep yourself from getting too bottled up and going nutso yourself. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If
yes,
you get really
true.
Too angry, then your perspective gets really screwed. You get too fearful, your perspective gets screwed. You don't really see things properly. So you need to see things properly from a position of power, knowing that this is your reality, that everything out there is reflecting it to you and telling you something. There are messages in everything. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest messages right now is, in this chaos, the thread to take you through from the old world to the new world safely, beautifully, lovingly, happily, freely, empowered, and loving. The way to get from the old to the new is through understanding and seeing who you are and holding a perspective of ownership that you are responsible, in a sense, for your reality. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't say that you're able to do it on the physical plane. Necessarily, okay. Like, you may not have the level of influence that you can go and change what the government does, or you can change what a corporation does. But you see, this is the Aquarian age, and the Aquarian age is the age of oneness, individuality, yes, but also the oneness. The oneness is not that everybody's the same, but everyone is the unique individual that they are, free as and happy as they are, true to themselves and loving individuals, working together in unity, in harmony and peace, right? That's the Aquarian age energy. That's the highest level of Aquarius, okay? So it behooves every one of you to step into the Aquarian age yourself, to develop your uniqueness, to love and value you, and then also to see all this fighting and conflict and stuff out there and see it as a mirror, seeing it as a message in one way or another for you to root out within you the judgments, the separation, the fighting, the agitation, the powerlessness, the rage, and the terror to move that out of yourself. And there are techniques whereby you can do emotional releases, you can do visualizations, you can talk, bring in your higher self, and you and your higher self can go to a place in the world that's a hot spot, that is going through trauma. And just as in your own body, if you have an injury, a wound, you know, you want to help that wound heal. You want to accelerate the healing. So you go in meditation, in visualization, with your unseen friends, with your guides, with you can always call us in. We'll be happy to go with you and work with you. And go there and drench the area in love. Give love to both sides. Okay? It's so easy to take sides. These are the bad guys and these are the good guys. But both sides are good and both sides are bad sometimes.
It was interesting, on NPR today, there was a fellow who had been he's an Iraqi veteran, and he was talking that way. He was saying, we have to begin to hold that each of those beings is a person.
Yeah.
A person with the same heart that you, you know, and he was doing this on the news, and I was quite
beautiful.
Touched.
You see, these are the hints, these are the messages about what's coming. These are the people who are waking up, who are realizing that this dissension and conflict is not serving anybody except some higher up somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we invited people to ask questions, and Ginger sent me a question from one of your friends, clients, and I'm going to throw it in because it's appropriate to what you're talking about.
Okay.
So I'll just read a quick question. It says, add the Ebola virus to these questions. Let me see. She's worried that it's going to spread to Europe and the Americans. And what is your take on how to deal with it?
Well, you know, there's an opportunity for the new world, for a huge breakthrough of consciousness and healing to happen here. So we ask that all of you listen to what we're saying here and see if you can't put your wishes, your desires, your magic into this flow. That is, Ebola is a very nasty virus, okay? And it's obvious that it's killing, you know, a lot of people when a person gets infected. Now, it's coming out of Africa, which is kind of it's been a kind of testing ground for all sorts of crazy microbes and stuff. And people are very poor, and they're having a lot of hardship, and there's a lot of pain and suffering, and their cultures are very devastated. Mm-hmm. The cultures themselves are in breakdown. So you have all these ingredients that are just right for, like, for example, the beginning of AIDS was there. That's where AIDS came from. AIDS is all about, you know, self-hatred, inability to connect into belonging, into love, into being, and Ebola is in that same kind of range. Ebola has to do with a tremendous amount of powerlessness. Okay, the Ebola is transferred by sweat, spit, you know, feces, anything. Anything that comes out of a body. So there's a sense that you cannot connect. There's a disconnect of vibration there, all right? Now, the standard medical treatments are always behind the time, because by the time they can figure out some kind of vaccine for the particular strain, it's already mutated, right? So that's what gets them very afraid. But the medical model doesn't apply to Ebola. You can kind of get wear hazard wear and seal it off and all that kind of stuff and do that if you know who's actually infected. But if you don't know, you know, that doesn't necessarily heal the person that's infected and that's ill, but it can stop it from spreading to other people. It's done by isolation, right? Now, in a time period of transitioning into oneness, all right, where everybody recognizes the the sacred individuality of each other individual, including themselves, this is a horrible price to separate people. But that's all they have right now. It's a destructive price. All right? It's a way... The channel lived in Florida for many, many years, and a few years ago there was a citrus canker epidemic that went through Florida, and the only way they had of dealing with it, it was a simple immune system dysfunction of trees in which ugly little black spots would get on the oranges and make them not as pretty, i.e. not as marketable, right? So the orange companies, the citrus companies, got the government to come in and take out everybody's trees out of their backyard. Take all the citrus trees out. 700,000 citrus trees got pulled.
Oh my gosh, that's really heartbreaking.
It is. These are family trees. They went and that is the way they dealt with it, so that the citrus industry would be able to sell their citrus for higher prices, right? Mm. So you're looking at something similar with all of these diseases. It's really a test and a challenge to the medical model, to the whole medical system, the standard medical system, which is in control and not letting people find the simple, easy healing solution. Okay. There are several ways to heal viruses. First of all, there's an emotional way. The emotional way is loving yourself, valuing yourself, and standing up for yourself. So that builds your immune system. The happier you are being yourself and owning who your own juice, your own power, your own creativity, your own divine nature, the better your immune system is going to function. Two, on the physical level, on the chemical level, okay, the best way to attack and the best way to deal with viruses is with oxygen and with, like, colloidal silver. Okay, so hydrogen peroxide, colloidal silver, then there's these things called MMS, or magical mineral solution. On that one also, that can take care
what
of
What about thieves'
fever.
Oil?
What's that?
What about thieves' oil? You know, the essential oils?
The essential oils can do it as well. They, if you apply it on a person's body along the spine, it can pull out herpes, which is a virus. It can pull out viruses out of the body. Okay.
Wow.
There, iodine can pull viruses out of the body. It can pull cancers out of the body. Okay. There's a lot of cheap, inexpensive, powerful, wonderful alternative solutions to all of these viruses. But instead, if you've noticed, the media has a field day scaring the bejesus out of everybody. But this is deliberate so that the higher echelon up there in the medical system can reinforce and dig in stronger and have more power and more control and get more money for their research labs, which will produce more drugs, which will produce more billions of dollars for them. Right?
And ultimately, more immune deficiency, right?
And more immune deficiency because the people are being targeted every which way with pesticides, with drugs, non-earth vibration, stuff that gets you disconnected from the earth, right? So people are getting really sick out there. Now, as we said, though, this is an opportunity for a tremendous breakthrough that the new age, the new spiritual age, now a lot of people, when they hear the word new age, they've learned now, because the media has laughed at it so much, to tune it out. But it is a new age, all right? And the new age is coming, and it will come here, and it will be here because so many of you have come here to usher it in. But this is the job that you have to do. The crisis is going to be in health. That's going to be the turning point for the new age.
Okay? I was wondering about that.
And so when you have something like Ebola, if you notice that you've had quite a few things like the avian flu and MERS, MRSA, and things like that.
Swine flu.
And yeah, exactly. Now, some of them are really, they're really terrible, okay? But they didn't become the great outbreak that everybody thought they were going to be. Okay? But they are.
Well, you know, Alexis, I heard another thing on NPR where there was somebody from Africa, and she was saying that people who had been exposed weren't actually getting it so much, and people who were very ill were getting better. She was putting out statistics we'd never heard before.
Right,
so
right.
I don't want people to hear
right.
this.
Because there is a certain point at which the organism, that's a gift of the divine that your bodies have, is that your bodies can respond and build up immunity, you think. Okay? It's like you can see it in nature, but the science doesn't think that the body can make this type of response within a lifetime or a generation, whereas when you can see that, you know, they're putting all these pesticides on the GMO, right? What they're creating is super weeds who no longer are killed by the pesticides. Right? So there are more pesticides in the food. The same thing, the same mechanism in nature is in your body, that you can thrive even under toxic situations if you have ability to be flexible, if you can allow nature to do what nature's trained to do. Okay? So that's one factor, but that there are cheap and easy solutions, which of course the drug companies are trying to eradicate the best they can. You know, they don't want people to have these products. The people who have colloidal silver are being, persecuted. People with MMS, the people, people who talk about oxygen therapies, they're illegal to do oxygen therapies. People have to go to Mexico, over to Thailand, over to other countries because they can't do oxygen therapies here, which can get rid of AIDS. It can get rid of Lyme's disease. It can clear out cancer, viruses, fungi, anything, because oxygen is the healer, right? So the point we're making is that there's going to come a critical mass point in which the people are going, if all of you can communicate and stay in communication with people and don't just think you're powerless, you know, get there
and
put that mouse and send emails and stay connected, share remedies. You've got to share information. The information is going to be able to, at some point, come to a head with the power brokers up there. And, you know, it seems like it's all stacked against you, but it really isn't. Because if you will claim your divine power, and others like you will claim your divine power, you came to work together. When you start really working together, either in meditation or in sending out emails to educate people about what's going on, what will happen, there will come a point where there is a shift over, and the people will win. The people will always win if they stand together. As long as the power brokers, as long as the elite up there are able to get people to fight against each other and judge each other and point each other fingers and laugh at each other, fight each other, take each other down, then we don't have that new world yet. You see? So this whole ability of really first owning the world that you're in yourself and holding your power and then sharing information.
Well, now tell me this, Galaxis. If we are, a lot of us are here, I don't know if all of us, but many of us are here because of the rerunning of the end times of Atlantis. Is this not what we've been taught? And if that's true, what is it we didn't complete then that we're trying to do now? Is it exactly the same? Or?
It's exactly this. Many who are here trying to fix this, trying to help this, trying to turn this around, right now, we're in Atlantis, who are the bad guys, who were the ones who run amok and screwed up the weather and created all sorts of havoc. Okay.
Oh, and they're here to make it different.
They're here too, and they're making it better. Okay, they're on, you might say, our side, right? And then there's those who tried really hard to do the best they could to counteract in Atlantis and failed. Okay? And they're here too. So there's a whole bunch of people who have reincarnated specifically for this time and specifically for the next 3 years, where there's this next 3 years is the is a huge focus time. This is the critical mass turning point is in the next 3 years.
Okay.
And you have come. We're talking to people. We've come so that this can be a different outcome this time. But it has to be dreamed anew. The world has to be dreamed anew, and it begins with you. You have to dream yourself anew. You cannot just fall into the trap of living the life that you're given in your culture. Because if you do, then you'll just have the ordinary everyday interests. Your life will just trot along. You'll get sick and spend a lot of money on drugs and not get better, and you'll have all sorts of, you know, financial issues, et cetera, et cetera. Just the way they want you to run through it all. And then when you're no longer making a lot of money, no longer being useful and functional, the elite would like for you to pass away as quickly as possible.
Well, that's interesting, because we were talking today, several of us, about it's like we're enslaved, or people have started to wake up all around the world to the fact that we're kind of puppets.
Yes, you've been brainwashed, and the educational system has really brainwashed people, and it's really getting worse and worse and worse, and brainwashing more and more, so that the children coming up don't really have the good quality education that those who are in their 60s now, you know, had.
Mm-hmm. And it was assumed in the old days.
The old days, right? You were also taught a lot about how to think.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not now. You're not taught how to think. You're taught how to, and this is one of the things that even when the channel was in college back in the late 60s, and she noticed that for papers, if you were going to write a paper on a topic, then you had to go and do research about what all these dead people had said about that topic and quote them and use their ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? You know, but with the internet age, this was a big monkey wrench. This is a big wrinkle in the plans of the elite, that all of a sudden people had their access to all this information sharing. So now the elite had gotten into it, and that's why they're snooping to get all your information, all your identity. You know, that's why they want to.
That is scary, isn't it?
It really is scary, yeah. It's not that they thought of the internet in order to do that. No, in nature, one of the marvelous things about survival in nature is that when an opportunity comes along, then organisms are opportunists, and they take the opportunity. And we'd say the elite are much better poised to take opportunities than most people. Okay, most of the regular.
Well, and we had this thing going on. Everybody was talking about it, that the elite was coming undone around 2011 and 2012, but they don't seem to be at all, do they?
Oh no, that was. That was a whole bunch that was focused on that. And we kept talking about, wait a minute, you got to think about 2013. You know, don't think about 2012. You're putting your idea that this is the end times, because this is the end of these prophecies, and therefore something big is going to shift and so on. You're in the void, though, now. It plunged people into this chaos because everything has changed. Okay, it has changed, but it wasn't what people thought. They thought, you know, Jesus and angels or the ETs are going to come down and correct everything. They were going to destroy the banking elite. Everything's going to get resettled and reorganized, and the people will thrive. But even at the time, with the enthusiasm and the excitement about that, a lot of people, it was obvious that this is absolutely not going to happen. It's not a probable future at this time. However, all the desires of that, all the imaginings of that, do count. They do matter. It's just that they couldn't be manifested then. They're going to be manifested. The dream is going to come, but it couldn't come then, because the momentum of the elite was too strong, and it still is. However, over the next 3 years, it will be breaking down, and we have a 3-year window to turn this thing around.
And is that what requires us all to be absolutely astute about our self-creation and our...
Yes. You need to create your own life. You need to really love and value yourself and take your power back that you've given away to money, the power you've given away to the government, the power you've given away to police, your power you've given away to angry males, well, no matter what they believe and whatever they're doing, the power that's given away so much. You know, there's just so much of that power being given away. You have to take your power back, even if it may appear that your life is no different than it was before you took your power back. Taking your power back is an internal thing. Nobody can keep you from owning who you are as a divine being, as a reality creator, and that this reality is your reality. And, you know, you have a certain sense of responsibility as a spiritual person. And in this project of changing around and bringing in, changing around the consensus and bringing in this higher octave, bringing in the fifth dimensional energy, that this is the job you have chosen to do, is to take your power back, stand up for yourself, and hold your perspective, and stop getting caught up in the fight. Stay out of. Don't. You can stand up and speak out, but don't go around judging, attacking, fighting, that kind of thing. It's not that they get you when you fight. It's like anything that you resist, it's like you get snagged by, right? So you don't want to go out there and fight and try to bust through. We talked to some friends of ours who have a meditation group where they're trying to work with the elite to be able to get alternative energy, inexpensive energy to the planet. And as you can imagine, that's not a favorite, you know, idea for the elite. But... Mm-hmm. In order to get through to the elite, they were connecting this particular company. They were connecting with all sorts of political leaders and this and that and scientists and stuff like that. And it all seemed so well and good, but it never could get anywhere. There was never any, it just never could get going. And what we saw is that they had gotten as far as they could in the consensus, but now they had reached the ceiling, and beyond the ceiling was the territory that the elite was controlling.
Ah. And
okay, and so you cannot make it through to the elite by, you know, plunging a hole into their theories, attacking them, competing with them, trying to make money from them.
Do you have to infiltrate?
No, you can't even do it that way either. What you have to do is you have to melt away the ceiling. You have to melt it away by becoming one with it. This is a whole different concept, but this is what the Aquarian Age will bring, and all of you at some point are going to be able to do this. Okay? It's to be able to go and stretch to the outer boundary of your capability, outer boundary of your awareness of self, outer boundary. They stretch and stretch and stretch beyond your imagination almost of who you are. And then from there to be one with the elite energetically, vibrationally. Now, they're not a very high vibration. They have done spiritual work in the past. You might say that this is their good karma to be up there, right? And they're just pissing away all their good stuff that they got from their spiritual work. Okay, see, they're highly evolved. That they got to a place to where they had the capacity to effectively create their reality on a physical level. Okay. But you see, unless you can be up there on their vibratory level, evolutionary level, with love, with, you know, you don't accept what they do, but it's like a child that acts out. You know, if you spank the child, you're not really punishing the child for being. The child is not bad. The actions are bad. Okay, so in a sense, you cannot hold any judgment against the elite. You have to just be there and radiate your light.
So we have to see them and feel them as an aspect of our own existence, right?
Exactly. You have to see the oneness. And you have to see that you're all one. And then you have to hold that energy so that the boundary and the, of separation between you and them ceases to exist. It ceases to function, right? We're just at the very beginning of being able to know how to do that, okay, on the planet. It's an evolutionary step. And you have 3-year windows, we said, because after 2018... the internet's going to pretty much stay free till 2018, but after that, there's the corporations are fighting for it.
Can't we change that with our thinking at this point?
Yeah, that's why we say there's a 3-year window. You can change that so they don't get control of it.
Right on. Well, that brings me to another question, which is, do you see us evolving into a global economic situation that isn't money, that doesn't need to be money, that maybe a gifting economy or a bartered sharing or something? Bartering scares me.
Well, if there is one coming, and it's possible that it can do that, it's not anywhere soon. Okay, and the reason for that is that it's just nearly impossible for people to imagine how this would work without the hierarchy, because it's non-hierarchical. It's really just takes away all the male chauvinistic programming. It takes away the whole things of it takes away all the elite. Now, you know, the whole experiment communism, for example. The original idea was that they were trying to figure out how to do this. But, of course, humans just can't imagine it outside of the man code, outside of this hierarchical, you know, kind of thing and the institutionalizations and stuff. They just don't know how things work. They don't get it, how to flow it, how to make it equal, how to bring up the uniqueness, how to bring up freedom, how to motivate people from truth and happiness and light through love and compassion, to motivate everybody from love and compassion rather than for money, and to provide for their families better than other families. You see? So this whole idea about money is the major carrot, is the major motivating force for humanity. And until you can shift the motivation over to another motivation, we don't see how you can bring in a culture like that. But just by the fact that you're trying to imagine it, please don't stop. You know?
Yeah, because over the 3-year window, if a number
of miracles can happen, but it's got to come from the people, and the people, the consciousness has to expand out there where people start waking up. Now, they are waking up. And a lot of what the whole economic crash and recession was about was to really wake people up about how they have over-prioritized money, how they've made money way too important, and how to be resourceful in other ways. But, you know, if people think they have to learn through suffering, and you know, that MO has got to change, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to dream that, too. The dreaming of a new reality, imagining it, figuring it out, allowing it to come, allowing it to be more real, allowing it to precipitate like rain into your daily life, it's a huge thing. If you have plenty of help, though. You have a lot of friends on the other side. You have a lot of people from other planets, from other star systems, with you, from other dimensions, with you. You are very much loved. You are the representatives of thousands and millions of souls who did not incarnate, but are helping you. If you will just open and allow yourself to receive this help, to allow yourself to be intuitive, creative, to allow yourself to be you, right, without trying to be the you that will make the most money, to be the you who, that is the most loving, the you that is the happiest you. If you can bring your focus back to what's really important, what really matters, not money, but what really matters, then the intangible aspects of life. The prosperity, the abundance will tend to follow that.
I like that a lot. I was just wondering the other day whether in the history of mankind on the planet, it was always set up for us to work our way through, in spite of the incredible experiences humanity puts itself through. Is it always a setup where we get to refine ourselves with all these beings in different dimensions that are observing or participating, but we're in here in the turmoil? Is it meant to be that way? Is that what it is?
Well, right now that it is, because as a free will universe, you chose freely to come because you saw that you wanted to help here. You wanted to help make the difference. You want to help bring in a new vibrational level. And when you go from one vibrational level, a lower one, to a higher vibrational level, you go through this phase of chaos. And so
right.
You agree to come and go through the chaos. But in the chaos also, we've talked about this before, the chaos is also this void. It's a place where the old templates and the old structures have dissolved or
right.
are dissolving.
Okay.
And where the new pieces of the new template that you're going to put together are just floating around in possibility. And you've got to take the possibilities, put them together in a way that's unique and meaningful for yourself. And this is you putting together new reality, not just for you, but for the whole planet as well.
And we have to go now, Galexis. Thank you ever so much, and Ginger as well. And give your website, which is...
All right, it is Galexis, GALEXIS, Spirit, SPIRIT, .com.
And thank you so much. I know you've answered a lot of questions. I think more than anything, you've built our energy up so we can create more and more of ourselves.
Yes, and call on us. Call on us. We will come and help pump you up, because your source of energy as a spiritual New Ager person is not from this consensus, it's not from money. You're going to get your energy from us and your unseen friends who surround you with love and energy to help you for this journey.
Thank you for being there. Good night,
You're
everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for playing with us, and Galexis and Ginger, and many blessings.